You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 1/29/2021. Well, we've got millennials are definitely making their mark on society, on the economy in many ways, and perhaps none of them too good. I mean, we look at student loans, they're dead in the water. They're all going to be forgiven anyway, so who really cares? And that ought to be good for a few votes, right? And then we look at the Robin Hood economy, and basically the millennials all team up on a short that they don't like, and they break it. But is that really what happened? And then, as always, the system protects itself. It looks out for its interests. You can sell. You can gladly sell GameStop, probably at a large loss, to close out your position, but you can't buy it. Now, what kind of market is where you can buy things, you can sell things, but you can't buy them? Is there something wrong with that picture? Let's find out from our good friend Angela Sloan. First, as always, send us an email with what your thoughts are on this insane state of affairs. Angela, welcome back. So, did you ever think you'd be living in this bizarro world?
No, I didn't. I could never fathom, you know, where's the SEC in all this? I mean, it just leaves you speechless, which, you know, that's being taken away from us too. So I might as well be speechless, right?
Yeah, well, hey, you might offend somebody and we can't allow you to do that, Angela. So just keep your thoughts to yourself and just don't commit any pre-crimes, no thought crimes. Just keep it to yourself, but seriously.
Yep, because, you know, the big machine will try to bankrupt me and put me out of business. And, you know, it blows your mind.
Doesn't it ever? And it's shocking, to say the least. But it is the world in which we're living now. So how do you keep your capital safe? What do? Do you just put it all in a mattress and buy guns and ammo? Or is there another way?
Well, you know, I still have faith in the American people, you know, but we people have got to come together and do something about this government. That's where it starts. I mean, you got to start at the top and let it roll downhill. And we have to make some changes in Washington.
Yeah, well, Washington's trying to exact their changes upon us. So what about this concept of forgiving all student loans? Just so happens I paid for my children's college education, a very inflated price, whereby they were indoctrinated into a whole bunch of belief systems that I can't relate to. But be that as it may, if you took out the loan, credit means, I believe, actually comes from the Latin word credito, which means I believe. And effectively, the lender is saying, I believe you're going to pay me back, except when the lender is Uncle Sam. That's the best lender you can have, except for college student loans, where up to now they've been non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. Why don't they just change the bankruptcy laws? And if you want to get rid of your student loans, then you're going to have to get the Scarlet B.
Well, again, speechless. I mean, I'm speechless when I see what these kids are graduating school, you know, how much debt they have when they graduate school. Right now, 50 or 60% of the student loan borrowers, they're delinquent anyway. So they're already delinquent. And you're getting some advice, again, that just blows your mind. I sat down with a young couple. He had $21,000 left on his student debt. And he sat down with an advisor that told him he was getting ready to refinance his house because the rates are so low, and said, oh, well, just roll that debt into your house mortgage. I'm like, oh, yeah, so you want to be paying on this for 30 years. That's real good.
Yeah, so you'll pay three times as much as you owe.
Yeah, you don't associate anything with that house mortgage but the house. And he says, well, I didn't do it. He said, but I did refinance it with a private lender. Oh, boy. Well, if you do refinance it with a private lender, then if the government decides to forgive the debt, yours is probably not going to be forgiven because they're going to forgive the government debt. So think twice before you refinance it with a private lender. You know, as far as the forgiveness, Joe Biden was wanting to forgive $10,000 per person. And there's some in Congress that wants to bump that up to $50,000 per person. And keep in mind, that's gonna fall in on our onus taxpayer shoulders. So to me, I think what they ought to do is just double the term to pay it back. That's going to reduce the debt. It will apply to everybody instead of each person being nickel and dimed and things not making sense and being unfair. If you just double the length of time, and then the ones who don't need that can continue to pay it off and just pay it off early. Just don't have a penalty for the early payoff. That would be the smart thing to do.
What about the concept of just making them pay back the principal and not the interest if you stay current?
Well, we're having to pay, the taxpayers, the government's having to pay taxes on that debt. I mean, having to pay interest on that debt. So we're still, would still be in the hole.
Yeah, but maybe a lot of people would pay it back who wouldn't otherwise. It would lessen the burden. So then they can go into debt and buy houses.
Sure. You know, that could be one, or at least make the interest equal, because, you know, the government's interest, quote unquote, is the interest rate's pretty low. So just, you know, make it a wash, you know, lower the interest rate. But I think it needs to be across the board and take away the penalty for the early payoff.
Yeah. But
this forgiveness thing, you know, you go out there and forgive debt like that and thinking that the taxpayers are going to take it off or are going to take that burden. That's crazy.
Well, you know, once you start forgiving one debt, it kind of is going to become a slippery slope. You wind up forgiving everything. But what about those poor people with their credit cards? The credit card companies entice them, you know, bribe them into getting into debt, and it's all their fault. What happened to the era? What happened to personal responsibility? Is that all but dead now?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Silver One Resources is an exploration and development company backed by strategic investors Eric Sprott and SSR Mining. At Silver One's Candelaria Mine project in Nevada, there is already a historic resource estimated at 127 million ounces of silver, which Silver One is developing and advancing. The company's Phoenix Silver Project, located within the Arizona Silver Belt, is an early-stage exploration project on which native silver vein fragments have been discovered near surface. One grab sample assay an astounding 14,688 ounces per ton. Yes, that's right, ounces, not grams. Silver One has tremendous exploration potential, is extremely leveraged to the price of silver, and is cashed up and poised to increase shareholder value. Silver One trades in New York under the ticker SLVRF and in Toronto under the ticker SVE. To learn more, go to silverone.com. That's silverone.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
I hope not. Of course, you know, where is integrity these days?
Good question.
I mean, does that even exist very much anymore?
Evidently, I mean, not.
In my mind, it does. But if you look across the board, where is integrity? Where is honesty? You know, what is right and what is wrong? We're at a time where what is right is called wrong and what is wrong is called right.
1984, you know, ignorance is strength, right?
That's
war
right.
is peace. And I don't remember the third one, but it doesn't really matter. You get the idea. And we're living kind of through 1984 combined with the Brave New World. So everyone's drugged out and the government's controlling everything. Monitoring all of your communications. No such thing as private communications. But what about like what they're doing now in the market? So you can basically sell your stock, but you can't buy it. And they've done this with a number.
It's illegal. If you're manipulating, it's illegal. You can't do that. There's laws against it. There's laws in place. And they keep saying, oh, more regulation. You don't need more regulation. Enforce the regulation you already have. Mm-hmm. There's laws there to stop that. Where's
That's
the
what
SEC?
I thought. What's the SEC? They're kind of all but useless, neutered. This is the Wild West. And then they'll go crack down on some little guy, some broker who did something a little bit wrong, technically wrong, and they'll throw the book at that person. But the big guys, the guys who are responsible before the game stops, they get to carry on to the next scam. And
you know why? Because they have the money to pay the fine. If the SEC goes into the big guys, and we saw this during 2008, we saw it during 2002, and then again in 2008, your big wirehouses, you know, if they do something wrong, you think, okay, if I did that in my firm, there'd be a padlock on my door. How are they getting away with this?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to call names, but there was one particular big wirehouse that had MCI listed as a strong buy the day MCI blew apart. The day they blew apart. Now, MCI didn't blow apart overnight. This company had a bunch of that stock themselves that they needed to move. They needed to sell it. Well, that very day they had it a strong buy and it went kaput. Okay, they got a fine for that. They got a slap on the wrist. That fine, none of that money went to compensate the people who were hurt by that. It went to the government.
Yeah.
That was one irritant. But the reason they're still open and in business is because they had the money to pay the fine. I don't have the money to pay the fine.
So if you can't pay the fine, don't do it. That's the moral of the story here, Angela.
Pretty much. You know, we'll slap you on the wrist because if you do it again, we'll just get more money from you because we know you have it.
Hey, well, hey, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, and I'm just changing gears here, but we have a new Realtor of the Year just got awarded to none other than Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's the state of Florida's Realtor of the Year. Isn't that a great distinction for a governor?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's all about being the celebrity, not the governor. Don't forget, you know, he did win an Emmy.
Yeah, for what? I'm not quite sure. But you know, this stuff is really, it gets more and more insane as things go on. And you think eventually it's got to end. But, you know, we're going to return to normalcy, right? And everything's going to be fine.
Define normal.
I don't remember, you know, honestly. It was something that happened about 30 years ago, and then it just stopped happening eventually, gradually over the years, till we're in bizarro land. So what is Joe Sixpack, Steve Chardonnay, what are they supposed to do to protect themselves here, Angela? Give me something out of the box that these people can do, even if they don't have a lot of money.
When you say protect themselves from...
Whatever is coming down the road here, whether it's higher rates, defaults, government defaults, inflation, major inflation, there must be something you can do.
Well, we're still expecting this to be a positive year for the markets overall, but you have to prepare yourself for the inflation. You know, we're expecting gas prices to go up, and of course, food prices are going to follow that because what transports the food? Trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the government puts their inflation rate out, they don't include the cost of energy, nor do they include the cost of food. So mine and your inflation rate are those two items. I mean, that's what it takes for us to live. So you have to try to keep up with inflation, and I believe probably the market's going to be the way to do that. We're expecting positive returns this year. Now, that being said, hopefully with Congress being split, the president won't be able to do too much radical stuff too quick, and we'll have fair notice. However, putting more red tape on businesses, if he were to raise that capital gains tax to 40%, which he's talked about doing, if he puts that $15 minimum wage on the private sector, that could cause things to go the other direction.
Yeah.
Because, you know, an employer says, look, I have this much budget for labor, and if that $15 minimum wage is put on some place like McDonald's, they're either going to have to raise the price of that Big Mac. There goes your cost of food again. Going to have to lay off employees, or maybe a combination of the two. Going to see job loss, and you're going to see the cost of the product go up. I mean, common sense is common sense. If he raises corporate taxes, corporations don't pay taxes, and try to get them to understand that. If I'm making widgets and my tax went up, I'm going to have to raise the price of the widget. So when I sell that widget, who's paying my corporate tax?
Yeah.
Couldn't
agree with you more. The $15 minimum wage is interesting because right now in Florida, Our largest grocery chain is Publix. And in most of their stores, they don't have automated checkout. But there's a couple that do. I'd say maybe 10%. You know, with a $15 minimum wage, you're going to have mostly automated checkout. Even holier-than-thou foods, they've got automated checkout, self-checkout. So you don't need those people. In McDonald's, we saw the last time they raised the minimum wage, or we're talking about it, we had the invasion of the kiosks. So you no longer order from a human being. You go to the basically a computer and you punch in your choices and you swipe your card and that's it. So those are the most vulnerable jobs and they go to the least paid among society. How is that going to help the economy to raise their labor beyond what its fair market value would be? Now, I'm not saying that they're entitled to get paid the minimum wage, which I think is $7 and change. Very few people actually get paid that wage. And if you remember, when the economy was growing, the only people that really got paid minimum wage jobs were new entrants, unskilled entrants to the workforce. But because of all the politicians have done over the years, now we have like grown people, experienced people. This is the only job you can get. And you take it because you want to feed your family, feed yourself. It's a real problem here.
It is a real problem. And, you know, the whole point of the low paying jobs, those were meant a stepping stone, make you want to do better and go to the next level. You don't want to stay in that level. So those were kind of stepping stone jobs. And now you have retirees that are taking those jobs because their retirement money is not what it used to be. Okay. Still getting the same money, but it doesn't go as far. You have people that's been, like you said, qualified people to do much bigger things. This is the only job they can get. So the only job available. And then you put yourself in the small business owner's shoes who's been paralyzed by COVID, especially restaurants. And now you're going to put this $15 an hour minimum wage on them. I mean, how in the world? What are you trying to do? Kill them?
Economically, and maybe that's what it's all about. Maybe they really do want to kill the American economy, the goose that lays the golden eggs. I mean, look, there was plenty wrong during the prior president's administration, but the policies, at least on their face, seem to be intended to help individuals and not hold you back. This is a whole nother thing.
He understood how money worked. He understood what it took to make money. He understood the system. You've got people in there now making these decisions that don't have a clue. They've never run a business. They have no idea how a business runs. I mean, you stop and think, if I run my business the way they run the government, I'd be in jail. And I said, I'm out of money. How about we just print some?
Yeah, we'll just print it, counterfeit it. Hey, you know, having been an entrepreneur, fourth generation entrepreneur, I might add, meaning there are three generations ahead of me that were small business people, had their own businesses, succeeded. These politicians have never had to meet a payroll. They never had to worry about paying the withholding tax to the government. And then if you were late by 2 days, you get slammed by 15 or 25%. All of this, they don't have a clue about. And yet they're the ones who are determining our economic future. Yeah, I think we need to get back to normalcy. I don't know how we do it. Angela, just tell us, where do we find you and how do we connect with you on the web?
On the web, my website is www.sloanfinancial.net. That's S-L-O-A-N, financial.net. Or you can call us at 1-800-298-2892. We'd love to hear from you. Answer questions as best as we can. If we don't know the answer, I certainly have the means to find the answers for you. So please don't hesitate to contact us.
Hey, we appreciate that, Angela. Any questions or comments? Again, the email address is kl@carrielutz.com. And make sure you go to our website, sign up for our free newsletter, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. I'm entitling this episode to Angela, All Debts Will Be Forgiven. Except yours, because you know that's the way it's going to work. Yours and mine, hey, those are great debts, great quality. They can afford it.
Somebody's got to pay it. Who pays it?
Yeah,
the ones who pay
to work, right?
Yeah, that's the free lunch concept, but we'll save that to educate the millennials for another day. In any event, again, email us kl@carrielutz.com. Angela, always a pleasure. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Carrie. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.